going to go next to Texas, where a doctor is facing lawsuits for performing an abortion in defiance of a new law.
This is the law that bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's also the law with a creative enforcement provision. Ordinary citizens are invited to sue anybody who helps with an abortion. State officials are barred from enforcing the law, which made it impossible to go to court to stop them. The Supreme Court, you may recall, declined to block this law in advance. Now the case is going to court, though critics of abortion are not happy.
And NPR's Sarah McCammon is following this and joins us now. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Just start off by telling us more about the doctor who's being sued.
Yeah, his name is Dr. Alan Braid. He's an abortion provider from San Antonio. And over the weekend, he wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post in which he said he'd intentionally violated this law in an effort to provoke a legal challenge to it. He's now facing at least two lawsuits. And remember, as we said, SB 8 bans most abortions in Texas and lets anyone file lawsuits against abortion providers or anyone else believed to have been involved in illegal abortions. These penalties for violations start at $10,000, creating a lot of incentive for people to file lawsuits, and that is what is beginning to happen, at least in one of these cases.
And so who's doing the suing? Who's behind the suits?
Yeah, one comes from an Arkansas man named Oscar Stilley, and he describes himself in the filing as a disbarred and disgraced former lawyer who is currently in house arrest. He's serving a 15-year federal sentence for tax evasion and conspiracy charges. Stilley told the Washington Post he didn't file the lawsuit because of any strongly held beliefs about abortion, but largely because he was hoping to collect the money. He's asking for as much as $100,000. The other suit was filed by a man from Chicago, Felipe Gomez, who describes himself as pro-choice, and he is using this complaint to ask the courts to invalidate the Texas law.
But Sarah, this is how the law was designed, right? I mean, it had this accountability mechanism. If a person breaks the law, they were going to be sued by ordinary civilians. So explain why anti-abortion groups aren't happy with this outcome.
Right. They had hoped that the prospect of these penalties and litigation would stop Texas abortion providers from performing abortions beyond the limit in the law. Now, most providers in Texas say they are complying with the law, but not Dr. Braid. And now he's facing these two lawsuits. But Texas Right to Life, which pushed hard for SB 8, isn't pleased. This isn't what they intended. In a statement, they say, quote, "Both cases are self-serving legal stunts abusing the cause of action created in the Texas Heartbeat Act for their own purposes."
But Dr. Braid, the doctor who defied this law, you mentioned he did this intentionally. He knew it was coming. He must be trying to draw out these legal questions. Is this going to call into question the law itself and whether it's going to be allowed to stand?
I talked to Mary Ziegler, a Florida State University law professor who focuses on reproductive rights, and she thinks so. She says anti-abortion groups who backed this law in Texas hoped it would prompt lawsuits from like-minded people, but now that it's taken effect, it's being used in a variety of other ways.
As a vehicle for getting rid of the law or just a vehicle for collecting money, and neither of those things, I think, are what Texas Right to Life had in mind. The problem, of course, is when you have a law where anyone can sue for any reason, there's no guarantee that they'll share the aims of Texas Right to Life.
And there are several ongoing challenges to this law. This is just one more potential opportunity to test it in court.
NPR Sarah McCammon, thank you.
Thank you.